Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Please make a lot of noise for the Heels in Heels!
We're going to set these up, right?
Yeah, perfect. Oh, hi!
Hello!
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. I don't know... Why I'm so nervous.
Hello.
It's annoying.
Welcome to Chicago. We hail from California, the land of legal marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I knew I could get somebody in
there,
that.
There was a lot of marijuana talk earlier and the, like, stressors of marijuana in a not legal state, and I was like, California's rad.
I mean, yeah. I am a delicate, anxiety-riddled chihuahua, and I... can't handle prescription naproxen, but I appreciate
true.
Your needs. appreciation.
It's a real need.
Yeah.
It's a real need. I was literally like, can I go 4 days in Chicago without marijuana? And I'm like, Carolyn, you might have a problem.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm like, what if I snuck it onto the plane? And I'm like, Carolyn,
no.
Stop. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm Karma.
We're the Heels in Heels, and we always start off our episode with something we're obsessed with, like a good thing, and something that can straight up eat an eggplant that is a bad thing. So do you want to start with your obsession?
So I am obsessed with free things.
Oh, fuck,
because
yes.
I've already, today I have received a free pretzel. I've received a free t-shirt. I've got this free water bottle. Last night, we went to freelance wrestling, and I had my money all ready to pay for my ticket, and I just got waved in and, like, something written on my hand in Sharpie. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
True celebrity treatment. Thank you so much.
And so, to be fair, we don't know if these are free. We just took them out of a refrigerator.
For me.
We're like, oh, they're ours now.
Yeah. So I love free things, and I'm really glad to maximize on free things because, you know, we traveled a long way, and that was not free. So
that is very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. What are you obsessed with?
So a few episodes ago, I mentioned how bullshit weddings are. Like, I mean, I'm a happily married woman, but I was like, the whole, like, giving the daughter away and the, like, professing your love and the gajillion dollars. I was like, it's such nonsense. And then I went to a wedding of someone I really deeply care about last weekend. And I was like, I love love. Love is so great. And also Love Island and Bachelor in Paradise, which is not actually love, but
how dare you.
But I'm like, you know what I'm obsessed with love things, and I'm just feeling filled with love and joy.
So you're obsessed with love.
And yes.
Wow.
I know.
That's beautiful.
So new and different.
Yeah.
But also I'm obsessed with open bars.
Oh,
so that
yes.
could have changed my perspective on
also,
things.
Also, free things. So, I mean, I think we mind melded.
Mind melded our free things.
Yeah.
What can eat an eggplant?
So I don't know why hotel rooms really try to prevent you from watching your own, like, Roku or Apple TV or extra device on their televisions. It is so rude. The TV's up against the wall. They don't want you to get your little HDMI in there.
Oh, well, we got the little hands.
There's tiny hands. My little chihuahua hands. And I don't know. I've just had a lot of trouble. The Wi-Fi is always weird. There's no, like, plug to plug anything into. Everything's hooked up. Why? Just, I don't want to watch guys grocery games on Food Network at 2 a.m. Just
certainly
let
not.
Me put on Project Runway on Hulu.
I'm more of a Schitt's Creek girl, but yes.
Well, but
same-sies.
Okay, exactly. Why are you making it difficult for me? I brought this Roku all the way from home. Let me
like,
watch
it. Don't be a dick.
Seriously. I've had enough of Guy Fieri.
Yeah, well, so has America. My eggplant, I have two. My first one is, you know when you get, like, all dressed for, like, a live podcast show, and you're, like, really in a cute outfit, and you're like, damn, I'm going to rock this, and it's, like, great, and then you go and eat chicken enchilada soup, and you just spill it all down the front of yourself, and you're like, well, fuck, I got to go back to the hotel room, and we're missing the first hour? That happened, and that can eat an eggplant.
We missed the first hour, but we also, like, true Orange County girls walked in with an iced coffee. Like, hello. Yes, we're an hour late.
I went back to change. You got the iced coffee.
I have priorities.
And we had time, I guess.
First
hour. The best Star Wars podcast of all time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways,
the other thing is probably personal, but, like, how many people are here? It's fine. Vacation body, like, in the sense that, like, I'm on vacation and nothing is doing what it's supposed to do, and I'm like, will you please get your shit literally together? Like, it's the worst.
It is the worst, and I feel like I have vacation body even when I'm not on vacation.
It's just so perpetual, like, what the fuck is
what
happening?
What is going on with me? Why can't my body just, like, mellow out and, like, balance all its hormones and levels?
Yeah, it's a struggle.
It is.
It could be all the fast food we ate.
You know, it could be, but am I going to change?
No, not absolutely not. We are the age we are. Yeah. We are just stuck this way.
Absolutely.
There's no improving.
No, that's it. There's no growth. There's no change.
Well, great eggplant. Great obsession.
Yes.
I'm proud of you. Now is the next part of our show that we like to call New Flavors of Old Favorites, where we try new, fun, weird foods, and we're sharing it with all of you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The first one, the first one is probably good. Do you want to do that one first? The first one is probably not good. I found this on Amazon when I typed in weird candy, and what came up was gravy candy. And don't know what this is going to... I mean, I hope it tastes like... Do I hope it tastes like gravy? I don't know, but it's probably going to taste like gravy.
Yeah, so I always like to open it up, give it a sniff.
Oh, that's a sniff.
That's gravy. That's gravy. I'm gonna pop it. I mean, honestly,
Carm's like, I like it.
It tastes like minty gravy.
Like minty gravy. Like, it's very herby. This is disgusting. Is that empty?
No, there's more.
Here, let me see that.
There's
That's gross.
Wow, I guess no one gets to keep the collectible.
I mean, or you can have my spit, whatever.
I mean, listen. So, okay, that wasn't, like, good, but...
No.
But I wasn't, like, one of the things we use to rate it is how close to what
That's
it says
true.
It is,
That's
was
true.
It? I mean, that was gravy candy. That was exactly what I would expect from a gravy candy.
It did have a resemblance of gravy.
Yeah.
It also was, but it was too minty. Like, there was something in there that was not right.
It was like they are normally a peppermint factory, and they didn't clean the machines thoroughly enough.
So it was just an essence of peppermint?
Yeah. Listen, wherever that came from, I would believe if they're, like, a little bit dirty. You know what I mean?
100%. There's no, like, normal, sane, clean factory that's like, you know what we need to do, you guys?
Gravy.
Gravy.
Listen, it was like a 5 for me. It was okay.
Jesus, that's a 3. Okay, to be fair, it is a little gravy-y. No, it still is 3. Fuck that.
Okay,
that sucks.
Wow.
Yeah. Bold choice. The other one should be more delicious. I don't know if these have been passed out yet.
It's a mystery.
Okay, thank you,
it's
producer and associate producer. We don't know what this is, so we're all going to play along,
because
it is literally mystery Oreos.
But Oreos are really, like, where this all started, because Oreos always coming out with weird, crazy, new flavors, and that's really how we got started on this whole segment, is basically just wanting to eat cookies while we podcast, because...
Which is great audio, by
it's
the way.
It's the best, actually. And, you know, so we're all going to try mystery Oreos together, and really, it'll be like a whole experience. Ooh, it smells like cookie butter.
I was gonna say it smells a little like mapley.
Yeah,
The back of this says... Oh, that's not what the other box said. The other box said it pairs well with chocolate. This box says history is divided on how we came to exist.
Oh. Wow.
Like, I don't even know. Like,
it got
deep.
Yeah, that's deep.
Okay, I don't know how that helps us figure this out, but what do you think this is?
I think it tastes like cookie butter. I think it tastes a little cinnamon, a little...
Cinnamony.
Sweet.
Is it like cinnamon bun?
Maybe. That's a good guess. Because it's got a little creamy.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyone else have any guesses?
It's good. I like it. I don't care what the flavor is. It's delicious.
Yeah. It's good. There will be more of this box for the rest of the day. Feel free to take more.
So, anyway, okay. I mean, it was delicious. I'd still give it like an 8.
Oh, yeah. This box will get eaten either by us or someone else. So, I'd say it's like 8.
I don't doubt our ability to eat an entire box of Oreos, so.
No, we've done it. Yeah. We can do it again. Okay. Now it's time for wrestling news. We're technically a wrestling podcast. but we really only talk about a few wrestling items, so.
Listen, it's not our fault that WWE chooses to be bad.
Yeah, there is other wrestling, we just choose to be lazy.
That is true. I do make that choice every day.
So that is our own fault, but, I do. You know. Who cares? So wrestling news this past week, NXT debuted on USA, and I watched that, and it opened with a women's match. And I was like, oh, hey, WWE. Like, that's new and different for you.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Was it a good match? I didn't watch.
Oh, I did. It was really good. It was Candace and friends, and Candace won.
Okay.
Wrestling.
Who's the women's champion on NXT right now?
Shayna Baszler.
Oh, still? Oh, yeah, my bitch. God. Good for her really clinging on to relevancy. I'm proud.
Oh, yeah. She's not letting go. letting go.
No, okay.
And she's got, like, her buddies now. Oh. But Rhonda's gone, right? Well, like, she was, like...
She almost, like, cut off a finger and...
What? I don't know anything about this.
She was, like, guest starring on a TV show or a reality show or something.
Like,
and
a cooking show?
No. Like
just a regular show like that almost cut off her finger?
Yeah, she was doing a stunt or something. I don't know. Listen, it's Ronda Rousey. I didn't read that much into it because
it was
I was
headline.
Like, sorry about your finger. But She, like, got hurt, like, almost cut off her finger, had to go. It was, like, a whole thing.
Okay.
Well, so I think she's still hurt.
Obviously, RAP to her finger.
Yeah.
Okay. AEW has named their show that's going to be on TV Dynamite.
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 How do we...
SmackDown, Dynamite.
I have no opinion.
Dynamite. No, I saw that, I was like,
It's not... It doesn't offend me, but it doesn't excite me.
Well... Yeah, that's fair.
But will I still watch it? No.
I will watch occasionally and then let you know how it went.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. This is a real partnership. So the other item, which kind of makes me sad, is Kofi Kingston's first title match on SmackDown on Fox is against Brock Lesnar. So, and I'm like, well, fuck.
So Brock Lesnar will be...
There it goes.
...champion on October 4th.
Because Fox is like, we need a big guy.
It was nice while it lasted.
Sucks. Yeah.
It was nice while it lasted. So basically, we're going to have Chris Jericho's the champion of AEW, Brock Lesnar's the champion of WWE, and it's 2001 all over again.
Yep, all over again. Mm-hmm. Good times. All right, that concludes wrestling. On our wrestling podcast, we're going to move on
That's
to...
That's more than enough.
More than enough.
Quite
we're
enough.
We're
going
to talk about much more important things, such as the Jonas Brothers. Oh, my God. The Jonas Brothers have been in Chicago.
This weekend.
And we didn't know. We never looked this up, I don't know.
I truly don't know. But... And then... So here's what happened. They did two nights in Chicago, and they were here last night... And, you know, we had things. We had wrestling. We had just flown in. We had travel body. We had things. And they went...
We weren't Jonas ready.
We were not. Definitely not. You know, they had their, like, regular concert. And then they did a special exclusive VIP show at the Cobra Lounge.
Yes.
Like, after their real concert. Yep. And we were discussing this late last night.
Like, do we go to the Cobra Lounge? Like, I'm already, like, showered in bed. I'm like, I will put clothes back on. And we can go try to sneak in
to the Cobra Lounge
and stalk the Jonas Brothers.
And we ultimately decided, no, we don't do that because we're in bed in our pajamas and it's late and we're tired. So, I mean,
and I still kind of regret it, but it's okay.
I don't regret it.
Well,
I'm happy with all of my life choices.
That's nice for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they've been here for 2 days. I know that Joe Jonas was jogging down Michigan Avenue and I was like, where is he staying? I asked the Uber driver and he was like, and said nothing. I'm like, we won't say it was you.
I think the Uber driver knew.
Just tell us where they are.
I think he knew, and I think he wasn't telling us.
And then he was like, can you just get out of the car now?
Yeah.
And we're like, just a couple more blocks.
Anyway, yeah. The Jonas Brothers are a big deal, if you didn't know.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing them next month in Anaheim on Karma's birthday. So it was like...
It's meant to be.
All the worlds colliding.
But also meant to be that they were here this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I'd done just a little bit more research, I would have known that.
We're not research type of girls.
You don't say. I'm like, what happened in wrestling for last week? I'm like, I don't know, 3 things maybe?
Maybe. If that. If it's a good week.
If it's a good week. Oh, yeah. How are you feeling about Nick Jonas nowadays? You know who's been noticeably absent?
Priyanka.
His fake wife.
Your nemesis.
My nemesis. She's not... I mean, she's a real person, but a fake companion.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you've cooled a little bit on this whole Nick and Priyanka thing. And so you're back on your bullshit now is seeing and hearing.
Of course.
Okay. Well, she's been like, she has, I think, a movie and things. Like, she's working and doing her life.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
But like,
she did. This will, I think, really get you going and make you angry again. Nick's birthday was last week, a few days ago.
Yep.
And Priyanka said something on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and she got his age wrong.
Yeah. And everyone, like, really came for her.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know how old he is. And I'm like, yeah, because she's a fake spouse.
Well,
it's not real.
I don't know. That's all the... I mean, I feel like I forget my own age, so why would I remember my husband's age?
That is also a very valid... But if, like, you're putting together an Instagram post, don't you just Wikipedia your own husband's age?
Your husband?
Like, how old is he?
I don't know. Sometimes I still have to Google my boyfriend's birthday, you know, because I'm just like, which day was it again? Love you,
Sorry. Lo siento, lo siento.
No. No, I don't know. I don't blame Priyanka. She's very... busy. I don't care, actually.
Yeah, no, Priyanka sucks. I mean, she's fine.
I mean,
as
she's
like
fine.
A person, I guess. I don't know her personally, but I have a lot of opinions.
Okay, well, so I
about
feel
a lot of things.
Okay, yeah, and I feel like we really need to establish ourselves as a wrestling / Jonas Brothers podcast, and I feel like we need to reestablish where we rank each Jonas brother and each Jonas wife.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, so...
Do we want to go separate, Jonas brothers and then Jonas brothers'
sure.
wives?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do brothers first.
Okay, so I think number one is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Nick.
Obviously. In the, like, fuck, marry, banish, that's the order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% it is. Yeah, no. I sometimes go back and forth with Kevin and Joe being the best, but like Kevin has children and that automatically like docks him a few. I'm like, "Oi, kids."
Oi.
Oi.
Yeah. I mean, they're cute. They're very cute kids.
But they're still like children.
But they're still there.
And they like need attention and
yeah.
Like, "Mom, don't be high all the time." And I'm like, "Ugh." Sounds like a nightmare. I have to really, like, put myself in the shoes of being married to a Jonas, and I'm like, oh, God, Kevin, that's a no.
But then, but...
He comes with existing baggage.
Well, I think they all come with existing baggage. They're Jonas brothers.
That's actually very accurate.
Yeah, okay, so let's do Jonas wives.
Okay. Do you want me to go first on Jonas wives?
Sure, you go for it.
Sophie.
Yeah.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Priyanka.
It matches. It matches the brothers. It matches the wives.
Yep. The same?
Same.
Oh, you all mind meld. There we go. No controversy. I thought you would might put Danielle first.
No, I mean, I appreciate Danielle. I like her. She's a normal girl.
She's an OG girlfriend.
She's an OG girlfriend.
Pre-popularity.
Yeah, so I really respect that. But, you know, at the end of the day, her personality is that she doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, that she's an OG girlfriend.
Yeah, so I mean...
A pre-famous girlfriend.
So, I mean, much respect and love to her.
Yeah, no,
and
she's...
And all good things.
We hope all good things for all Jonas family, except for one.
Okay, that's a you statement.
You could still like Priyanka.
I mean, I have no strong feelings on Priyanka. But have you ever seen any actual movies or TV shows or anything that Sophie or Priyanka has done? Like, have you actually seen them acting or doing their jobs?
Nope. Well, 0%. I just know their Instagram personas.
Okay. Well, I have seen a few episodes of Game of Thrones.
That might be controversial because I've seen zero. We're not Game of Thrones people.
I mean, we're Jonas Brothers people, yeah. And so that should establish that right then and there. So I've seen a few episodes of Game of Thrones. I've seen Baywatch starring The Rock and Zac Efron.
Okay.
Which have you seen that?
Yes.
Priyanka was the villain.
You're right. I have seen her
in
action.
That. She wasn't in it a lot. It was like just a thing.
Maybe that's where my underlying hatred comes from.
Maybe.
I'm like, you are a villain.
Maybe it's a very subconscious thing.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know.
I have not seen Game of Thrones. Neither of us have seen that, but we've both seen Baywatch.
Starring
Zac Efron and The Rock.
And The Rock. Of course we have. And I've also seen some, like, the X-Men movie that have Sophie Turner in it.
I have not seen
that. Yeah.
Was she okay?
She was okay.
Yeah.
She was literally okay. I mean, the whole movie was literally okay. So
yeah,
she was,
that's fair.
It's not like she was worse than the rest or better than the rest.
She was just right there with everyone else.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. Have you been watching any reality TV recently?
Current happening now? No, but I have been watching old Project Runway episodes. This is important
Excellent.
To me.
Excellent. How's it been going? What season are you on?
Who do you love? Who do you hate? I don't remember. I can't keep track. They just all run together and...
Because it's just on loop all the time.
This is my favorite thing about Project Runway. It's not the designers. It's not the fashion.
Designers?
It's not Tim Gunn or Heidi even.
Oh.
It's that every season... Everything changes, like the prizes change. So, like, one season it'll be like, and the sponsors change.
And then the sponsor's like, I'm not doing that again.
Exactly. So, like, one season it'll be like, here's your Aldo accessory wall. And then the next season it's like, ooh, here's your Fashion Bug accessory wall.
Here's
or whatever.
Your QVC
accessory wall. So, I love, like, literally every season it changes. And my most favorite thing that on the season that I'm watching now is that. Part of the prize package for the very winner of the season is going to have the chance to design an accessory piece for Red Robin servers.
What?
I'm not making it up. I'm not that clever. It's real.
Just a little flair for them to wear.
They were sponsored by Red Robin, and that is one of the prizes of, like, the winner, is that they can design an accessory for the servers, and then they had a whole Red Robin challenge.
Did it involve food?
No. Well, I kind of. It was all about how unique and special their hamburgers are, so they needed to create a really unique and special look.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the most recent season of Project Runway that I saw was sponsored by Pilot, the pen company.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what is happening to Project Runway?
You know,
I mean, they keep getting that jingle, so figure it out, I guess.
And they're still there. They're still doing it. I mean... I can't blame the hustle, you know?
Yeah.
But if you got to get sponsored by Red Robin, you got to get sponsored by Red Robin.
Do what
you
got to
do. And honestly, I would love a Red Robin sponsor.
Oh my God. Hey, Red Robin, call us. That would be great.
That would be great. I will design an accessory for someone or eat your hamburgers or talk about your hamburgers.
Yes,
I already
100%.
Do. I'm already doing it.
Exactly. We're already brand sponsors. They don't even know it.
Well, we're not being paid, so.
No.
We're just here.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. I suppose it's fine. I am still watching Love Island UK. I'm on season 3. It's
how many
sad.
Seasons are there?
I want to say there's 6 on Hulu.
Oh.
And it's just like Love Island US was the first Love Island I ever saw, and you saw it as well. Yeah. And it was, like, so sweet, and everyone was, like, nice to each other and encouraging of one another. And if one girl came in, she's like, hey, I like the guy you're talking to. The girl's like, go for it. Have a good time. I wish you the best. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And UK, they're like, I will literally stab your eyeball out. And it's, like, none of the charm. It's all just, like, aggressive and angry. And I'm like, Jesus. So I can only watch it for so long. Before. If I'm high, much longer.
Well, I mean, yeah, I kind of like that, though. I mean, that's
the
true
aggression.
Reality trash is just threatening to stab somebody's eyeball out.
Yeah, it just gets really aggressive in that one, and I'm like, ey.
It's set up a little bit differently on the UK version, and I know they can, like, either split the money or keep the money or steal the money or whatever. Has anyone, like, stolen the money
No,
yet?
So far everyone split it. They're like, no, we're really in love.
That
and then, like,
boring.
A month later they break up. And I'm like, yeah.
That is boring.
Television.
If you have the thing of they can steal the money, then someone should steal the money.
Well, yeah. You got to, like, Johnny Bananas it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you got to, like, it's there so someone can make it interesting.
You got to commit.
And all of these people are awful. So, like, you'd think they would have it in them.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah. Are you going to steal the money? We're going to put you on Love Island.
Yeah.
We're going to say you're not in a relationship of many years.
Yeah.
And you're just going to fake in love with someone.
That's easy.
And then steal all the money.
I would steal the money.
Oh, yes.
I would.
This is why you're my best friend.
I would. It's good television. Honestly, I'd be doing it as a favor.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And 100%.
And I'd have, like, all the money. How much is it? $50,000 or something like that?
I think UK is 50,000 pounds, which is more US monies than 50,000.
All right. I would do that.
Yeah.
For 50,000 plus dollars?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Big Brother is almost over. We haven't watched any of it because they are very racist. like so racist that even I was like, oh my god, we can't keep watching this. Like, there's always, like, a baseline level of you're like, Jesus, television, it's 2019, stop it. And then there's Big Brother level that I'm like, well, fuck, I've waited all year for this.
And yeah,
and I'm going to turn it off. And that's almost over, but that means the return of Survivor, which I learned was season 39 today.
Yes,
and I'm
no,
like,
it's
oh,
very
great.
Informative.
That's a lot of seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I'm very excited for that to probably also be
average.
Very average. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening, but it's not good.
Okay.
Reality TV.
So CBS reality shows, Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race, which one would you go on?
Okay. Big Brother.
Right.
Very closely followed by Amazing Race.
Right.
And then way down low is Survivor.
Yeah, I would never go on Survivor.
Oh, no.
Even though Survivor... No, actually, I think Amazing Race is technically the shortest to film. I think that's only like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's short.
But
they just run them around the planet.
Yeah, but that... I mean,
There's still a lot of running, and I'm like, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, obviously that's the part that we couldn't do.
No.
But, I mean, I feel like we just traveled from California to Chicago, and I'm like... exhausted. And I, you know, so imagine just like going to a different country every day. I couldn't.
Yeah.
No,
it would be awful.
I would need to be on the reality TV show where I would just like lay in a bed all day.
Big Brother. You just lay around, do nothing, make up fake games with like aluminum foil.
Pop ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's
that's our speed. That's about the level of reality TV that I think we could do.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Now comes a time where we need to assign our baddest bitch of the week. And that's just like whoever was the baddest in whatever. It used to be wrestlers only, but then we became a wrestler.
It's always
slash
been
Jonas.
A little bit questionable. I feel like I've once nominated like a lamp. You know, like I feel like sometimes
there's definitely been inanimate objects that
have
been nominated.
There's definitely been inanimate objects. We've each also nominated ourselves before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really truly whatever we feel like it.
I did get upstaged by Jesus one year, and I thought it was really rude.
That was
it was
funny.
Like, who's it gonna be, Jesus or Carolyn? And you all voted for Jesus, and I'm like, wow, I thought we were friends.
That was exclusively to piss you off, and it worked.
It worked.
It was funny.
It worked, and it was still rude. So who would you like to nominate as your baddest bitch this week?
I would like to nominate everyone that we saw at Freelance Wrestling.
Okay.
Because it was fun, just collectively, the wrestlers, the fans, our friends, the people who waved me in and wrote on with Sharpie on my hand.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Like, everyone who just, it was awesome. It was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I felt tired and exhausted, but also alive, which is how I feel literally all the time. So it was great.
Oh, yeah. I quickly downed like 3 Red Bull vodkas, and then I was like, whoa, I need to stop. this is going to go bad. I'm an empty stomach. And I will specifically nominate Thunder Rosa because I love her, and she's beautiful and an amazing wrestler, and I want to be like her when I grow up. It's far away. It's a far away goal. But, like, you know, one day.
You can try. That's all
we can
do.
If you just believe, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I don't know. Freelance wrestling?
Yeah.
Bad as bitches?
That's the baddest bitch, I think.
And they had women on their card this show. So
multiple
there's
matches.
That. Woo! Yeah. Ladies. Woo! Yeah, so freelance wrestling, baddest bitches.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you did it. Congratulations.
They're very honored, probably.
Okay, this is a weird segment that we do. I mean, unlike
how
all
dare
the others.
You, first of all.
One day we were just like, you know what would be great? A t-shirt cannon that just shot out hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And we started thinking that we could just, like, if you could shoot a hot dog to anybody, who would you want to shoot it to? And it's like, well, is it a good hot dog or a bad hot dog?
Right.
So we have appreciation hot dogs, like, you did it. And then, like, disappointment hot dogs, like, you could do better. So, like, let's start with appreciation hot dogs.
Who do you want to appreciate?
Okay, can we start with disappointment hot dogs? Okay. I changed my mind already. All right, changed my mind. My first disappointment dog is going to go to humidity, just in general.
Honestly, I would appreciate that because my hair, it's holding together just from the literal humidity.
Well, fuck you and your hair, because it did not have the same effect on my hair this morning when I tried to walk to Target to buy a hairbrush that I forgot at home. But I was like, oh, it's, you know, it's 9:30 or whatever time, and I walk out and it's drizzling and, like, heat. And I'm like, we're from the desert.
Yeah.
This is not what I was expecting. Last time we came, it was, like, beautiful and, like, birds were chirping and the sun was shining and everything was great. Now I'm like, oh, God, this is Chicago.
Yeah, we did
it. This was not what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
So humidity, like, can have a big old giant disappointment dog.
Yeah. I want a disappointment dog out to just, like, air travel and TSA and just the whole, like, how have we as a species managed to create the miracle of air travel and then ruin it so horribly?
Yeah, that's true.
It just gives me a lot of anxiety. And then I got my little carry-on got pulled aside during security, and the lady was like, oh, well, let's see what's in here. And I thought it was going to be like, because I have 50,000 power things in there, right? Like my Switch and my Roku and phone chargers and all kinds of stuff.
Cables,
she was like,
and all sorts of shit.
What's this? And she pulls out my bag of trail mix. She's like, it's snacks. I'm like, yeah. And then she was like pressing it to make sure I didn't. I was like, okay, just please. Okay, thank you. So yeah, my snacks got flagged at TSA. And I'm like,
and
wow.
This is why I did not attempt to pack edibles. I was like, oh my God.
And then there was just,
I had
like
all the stress for you, and I knew that yours was just trail mix.
It's literally just trail mix. Like, that's just who I am. And there was also 2 like little sniffing dogs running around the airport. I was like, well, thank God, because you would have gone to airport jail.
Yep. I would have gone to airport jail. Yeah. They would have looked in all the nooks and crannies. It would have been bad.
Yeah.
Would have been bad. Yeah, appreciation hot dog.
I want to appreciate hot dog chain, restaurant and businesses, because capitalism sucks, but it's nice that I can go to McDonald's at 2 a.m. no matter where I am in the country.
True.
And
true.
Know what I'm getting.
Yes. McDonald's saved us last night, which was nice.
Yeah.
I would like to appreciate hot dog Pod Slam for putting all of this together. That's why I didn't want to do Pod Slam first. I was like, that should be second for sure. But yeah, no, it's awesome. Raising money for the babies. I know I just shit on babies like 10 minutes ago, but like, you know, it's important. If they're around, we need to like take care of them. It's important.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that.
It's a choice. I don't want kids. I think that's been clear here. That's my full nightmare.
Yeah. Samesies.
Yeah, samesies. Yeah. I sometimes like have dreams and then I wake up in like a cold sweat and I'm like, oh, thank God. It's just cats.
It's just cats.
Have the cats.
Honestly,
here.
Honestly, that's a lot sometimes. I'm like, what are you guys up to? Catting?
Oh, God. Yeah. True. My cat just got out of a cone and cone life was rough.
Yeah. How long's in there? 2 weeks?
Yeah, too long. I can't handle cat cone life. I could not handle like a human baby.
Mm-mm. There's no way.
And if something happens to you, you like go to jail. There's no like.
You are just gonna end up in jail no matter what you do.
I'm like just always towing the line of jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'd think so. Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for Kumquat Corner. This we call our listeners kumquats. That doesn't make any sense to anyone for any reason,
including us. It doesn't need to. It's a podcast. Just
most podcasts make no sense. Yeah. We just one day were like, "What should we call our listeners?" And Karma said, "You know what are cute little kumquats?" And I was like, "Great!" So that's what it is. So Kumquat Corner is where we ask our listeners to give us questions or comments or concerns and
or advice or bean puns.
Yeah, and then some of our kumquats, such as at JD Sellers on Twitter, said, at HIH Carolyn, do you feel personally responsible for King Baron Corbin? Because you should. It's all your fault. And I was like, wow, that's aggressive. And also, I'm not sorry about it. So also controversial, but I really am attracted to Baron Corbin. And I don't know why. And I do feel some shame about it, but like, I can't help that I want to fuck what I want to fuck. So, I'm sorry. It is what it is.
I still support you as your
friend.
Thank you. I mean, I feel like I need to, but I don't want to.
That's fair. That's fair. I appreciate that in you.
And also our good friend Erin at Urgency, who's here supporting us in every way. She's going to be on later on Not Your Demographic. She asked us a couple questions. First, what is your opinion on the Nick Jonas adjacent content, Scream Queens? Did you watch this show?
No.
Oh no.
So you I'm so afraid of all things.
Okay, so then what is your opinion on the thing you've never watched?
It's scary. And Nick Jonas was in it, and he probably looked hot as hell, but it was scary, and so I didn't watch it.
It was not, I mean, it was very campy. It was like...
Oh, so not really scary.
No, it wasn't really scary. I mean, it was like a little bit suspenseful and dramatic, but it was mostly like kind of a parody of like horror. It was fun. I liked the first couple of seasons. I kind of stopped watching on the third season, which I think was the last one, because it got weird, as these things tend to do. Especially when Ryan Murphy is involved. And so the first two seasons were good. And I'm honestly shocked. I don't think it's really on Netflix or Hulu or anything. I don't really know where
it just disappeared off the
internet.
It
just is gone.
It's like you're all done now.
But I liked Nick Jonas in it.
Okay.
So there you have it.
That's how Sue sees it.
That's how we see it.
If also from Erin, if you could do one dance flawlessly to bust out at weddings, in the club, lively funerals, etc., which would you pick?
Okay, so I mean, a lively funeral specifically. What would you dance?
Okay.
How would you?
So here's the thing. I am half Puerto Rican, and so I feel like I should be able to dance Latin dances. It should be like in my blood or something. It is not. And so I would love to be able to like, you know,
Salsa. Shimmy
shake a little bit and have it be like beautiful and people be into it. And then like everyone clears the floor. It's a real J-Lo moment. And me and my partner who also can dance this dance flawlessly, like really... make it happen.
I am not half Puerto Rican. I am
You're not?
Full white. And so I would definitely want to dance the NSYNC Bye 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 dance.
We can do that. Let's figure it out next year.
Great. We have a year. It'll be perfect. It'll be flawless. That's what I would want to do. But just to know, like, really own it, know the full choreography. Everything. Have the frosted tips. Everything.
Obviously. Bye 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 time was back in like the time when I was a child and was trying to learn music video dance moves. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like
as if I'm not doing that now at 30.
no, you live your best life. Okay, thank you. But you know, the Britneys, the Christinas, yeah. the NSYNCs, you're like, I can right. do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Our other good friend, Katie Sparks at Sparks_Katie86 says to us that she's tuned in, she's ready to watch, and she donated. So thank yep. you, Katie, for donating. She told us she loved the Tokyo box on our last episode that we just posted. What do you think is your best and worst things you've tried in that segment? Like in new flavors of old favorites.
Just in general?
Total.
Oh,
so,
God,
how could we even remember?
I think, literally throw up, but I don't even remember what it was.
No, you threw up that one time when we were eating the weird jelly beans and you got the skunk spray one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was when you
Bean
threw
boozled.
Up. Bean boozled.
That's a nightmare. Don't do it. Or do it. It's kind of fun.
It's
but
fun.
It's also really gross.
Eh,
I think
not
I was
that bad.
Also under the influence.
I did recently, we had a chocolate bar that was like dark chocolate and sea salt and orange and rosemary.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I spit out almost instantly because I don't like rosemary.
I didn't
That was
it.
Pretty gross. I didn't like that. And then I think the worst Oreo flavor I remember eating was red velvet.
Yeah, I also hated red velvet. A lot of people like the red velvet, but it's
bad. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't know
what
to tell you.
We won't apologize. We yeah. hated that a lot. I think that's kind of it as cool. far as questions we could answer on the podcast.
Cool.
thank
so
you. Come
thank you, come
for
much.
Your questions. We appreciate it. All right. I think we... Or probably need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So let's
we
do
definitely
that.
We do. It's our time.
It is our time to be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to follow us on the internet, you can follow us at The Heels and Heels on Twitter. You can follow me at HIH Carolyn.
I'm at HIH Karma.
Our producer is at HIH Producer. Associate producer doesn't have one yet, but that's okay. We'll work on it. You can find all of our episodes at arcadeaudio.net and also on, like, iTunes. Or not iTunes. What is it now?
Apple Podcasts.
Something.
And, or wherever.
And wherever. You know.
Thing.
You know how to get podcasts.
You know,
let's be
you
real
should.
With ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. leave us a 5-star rating and review
yep.
because...
We need it.
And we're cute.
And we're desperate. And we like attention. And there's two things we always say at the end of every podcast. And the first one is remember to tell people that you love them, because it's important and life is short. And the second is always fart with reckless abandon. So that's it. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Keep it going for the Heels and Heels. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Karma.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.